Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screening baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug and blah, blah, blah. This is Doug Loves Blah, Blah, coming to you from the Blah, Blah Theater on Tuesday, April 9th, Two Oceans. Blah, blah. Since last I spoke and you listened, I haven't seen any movies, but I did catch up on the last few eps of Justified, which is currently one of my favorite movies disguised as a TV show. I enjoyed that. Oh, let me make a vine really fast, you guys. Can I see your name tags? Do you guys bring name tags? I'm going to make a... Listeners, hang on a second while I attempt to make this vine. Oh, come on, vine. Okay, here we go. Oh, that's a nice vine. That's really... It ends on curtain, like 2 seconds of curtain. That didn't seem necessary. All right, hitting next. Done. It's going out to the world. Enjoy it, world. Phoenix and Seattle, are you coming to see me on Saturday and Sunday, respectively? The deets and links can be found at douglovesmovies.com. From the corrections department, a lot of shit going on, you guys. A lot of inaccuracies. At Bobby Hawk, H-A-W-K-E, and others, who will go unnamed, pointed out that Scarlett Johansson is in Iron Man 2, and Jeremy Renner is in Thor. And so I wasn't clear that by the category some assembly required means that, you know, two or more of the actors were in an Avengers movie, but these are movies that aren't, you know, Marvel movies. And I wasn't clear enough about that. So thank God that's been... That was close, you guys. That could have really gotten ugly. So I'm sorry about that. And I've been told by people like at Eric Lindberg, E-R-I-C-K, Lindberg, that Anton Chigurh is not a bounty hunter. And I found a site that listed him not only as one of the top 10 bounty hunters in movies of all time, he was number one. Yeah, and I questioned it myself. I was like, that guy was a bounty hunter? Eh, fuck it. Who cares? Well, you know who? Eric Lindberg cares. That's who cares. Hashtag Lindberg. Hey, great news for baseball, Jordan, in the front row. This Friday at midnight, CineFamily is hosting a 20th anniversary screening of The Sandlot. Yeah. I won't be there, but you can catch me and Graham Elwood earlier that evening at 8:15 at the Improv on Melrose Avenue, right around the corner from CineFamily. So that you can make a whole night of it, Jordan. Let's get the guests out here because I'm really excited that we are going to proceed. Even though the Super Tournament of Championships hasn't happened yet, we are now proceeding with the fourth regular Tournament of Championships with three of the people that have qualified to play, one of whom brought a bottle of Tito's handmade vodka all the way from a local store. And but it's made in Austin, Texas, and I brought some copies of the nice folks at Savage Henry magazine send me copies of their magazine, so I clued them in the prize bag. We got a copy of Smug Life, of course. We've got this was given to me by somebody, and I'm not going to watch it. A movie called The Strawberry Statement, and it's got a people that seem to be in peril, and then guys with guns and gas masks on, and it says their dream was to go to college. So I think it's about like a group of kids that protested something and got gassed. The Strawberry Statement. And then one of the guests brought, this is pretty awesome, a full screen limited edition Star Wars Empire Strikes Back, Star Wars Part 5, of course. And also a copy of Dave Matthews Band World Tour live at Wrigley Field. I think Dave Matthews would be a good guest on this program. I think he'd fit in okay with the nuttiness. And then a hilarious T-shirt that we'll talk about in a second. So that's I think that's everything in the bag. Please, qualifiers for the fourth Tournament of Championships. Please welcome Joe Parsons, Matt Myra, and Brad Williams. Woo! Woo-hoo! Ding, 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 ding. Woo-hoo! Hey, fellas.
Hi.
Hey, Doug.
Hey, Doug.
Brad Williams, everybody, is... Let's go smallest to largest.
Smallest to largest.
Brad brought a T-shirt that says R.I.P. Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
And then on the back it says, "Just kidding. I'm only practicing."
That was a tweet I put out about 6 months ago, and I got banned from Twitter for one day.
Wow. Yeah, you got banned for one. Like he's done more time than she has. It's not fair.
It really isn't. Like all her fans like defended her like she's not dead yet, and it was nuts because like when you think of the things that people put on Twitter, like the guy that passed around that photo of the basketball player with his shin bone sticking out of his leg, that's okay, but don't touch our Lindsay, she's delightful.
I just like to think that Twitter is run by school principals and they suspend you for one day.
I was gonna say Brad was really that commentary was really cutting edge.
I liked it, Doug. That was good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That was Matt Myra that enjoyed the cutting-edge commentary from Brad Williams. And he brought Dave Matthews Band and Star Wars.
Just sharing the love. Just sharing it. Also, that's the way George Lucas intended it to be seen this week.
That could change next week.
We don't know. It's full screen, pan and scan. Enjoy it.
Is it like Dark Side of the Moon, where if you play Dave Matthews, it syncs up with Empire Strikes Back?
I'm not going to say it isn't. Let us know.
But yeah, give it a chance.
See if that 37-minute version of Two Step syncs up with the scene where Han gets frozen in carbonite. That's a sentence I just said.
I'm just like, words, 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 words. My turn. I'm back in it. Joe Parsons is also here, ladies and gentlemen. And
thank you.
Joe is visiting Los Angeles from Austin, Texas, where he is a member of the Master Pancake movie mocking tribe, troupe.
We're a tribe and a troupe.
Grouplet. And
How many tribes wear suit jackets?
I guess. I know, it's weird.
He's dressed up for a fancy Los Angeles meeting.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I'm like, this is your show business outfit.
I'm like a less homeless TJ Miller.
less homeless.
Less.
And what was I going to say about... you won in a round against two of the guys from other guys from Master Pancake.
Yeah.
So you're saying that, like, you don't deserve to be here.
I don't think I said that, but you're probably right.
No, I'm...
It was low-hanging fruit. Let's put it that way. They'd never played the game before, and one guy doesn't
But you hadn't played either, though, right?
I played.
Okay.
Well, we play at home.
All right.
We have the home version.
Who's the best in the at the home?
It's between me and another guy, so, you know, watch out, fellas.
Wait, another guy in your home?
there's lots of guys in my home.
What kind of...
Well, it's me, TJ Miller. But he's...
You mean with friends, you play it with friends?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I thought you meant you made the family play it.
in
a very cruel way.
Gather around, kids, it's the Leonard Maltin game. I'm
going to
check Twitter for a category. Here it is. Tittyfucker97 says movies with Dave Matthews in them. They're all just Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler,
movies.
Yeah, I was about to say Adam Sandler. Jack and Jill Part 2.
How many more times have you seen Skyfall, Matt Myra?
Zero, since we interrupted it, because okay. We ruined it for me.
Before interrupting it, you'd seen it 9 times.
Yep.
And then
wow.
Now, and that
I
was
saw
number
it a 10th
10,
time.
And now, never
and now
again.
I've retired it.
It's up it's, in the rafters now.
Now I just watch Octopussy, because that is a flawless title.
Did you really switch to Octopussy? Was that in fun?
Hang on. No,
said?
I'm going to.
What'd you switch to? What are you watching?
There now? Is. I'm trying to think of what's in my PlayStation in my bedroom right now. That's a cool sentence. Ladies?
I'm pretty sure that's exactly
what's
clubs.
In my
what
PlayStation.
What am I masturbating to? Is it Les Miserables?
All the guys at the White Lotus use that line when they open.
It might be Thunderball, which is what I call masturbating. Think about it. Gross.
Wow.
It's a thinker, but it works.
Very violent masturbator. Thunderball. I'll come down on you with all the force of thunder.
Oh,
but I haven't been watching movies lately, Doug, because I found out all 264 episodes of Frasier are on Netflix.
I don't know why you're here right now.
Got my night planned out, guys. Season 5, episode 18. Yeah! Ski Lodge. I don't know
words,
if that's correct.
Words, words, words. So, Brad Williams, you... You tore it up at Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness on Saturday night.
Yeah, that was
fun.
Yeah,
I couldn't believe how you managed to top yourself. Because the year before you did a lap dance on the Weather Lady, Lisa
yeah,
May. Weather Lady,
she's
traffic
a,
reporter.
Yeah, she does a traffic report there, and I got her pregnant. And I did a lap dance on
don't
her.
Don't steal which... Tracy Morgan's act.
No, I'm stealing Jay Moore doing Tracy Morgan's
exactly,
act.
Exactly.
So, okay, you're pregnant. But I did a fancy cartwheel onto Lisa May. And if you've never seen a midget do a cartwheel,
wait, a fancy, up and live. A fancy cartwheel?
A fancy cartwheel. I do it with both pinkies up.
All right, that's yeah. fancy.
That sounds like an unexpected journey. So this year. Yeah. You did a dance.
Yes.
A dance recital to as your closer of it was Too Legit to Quit.
Right.
Mixed with Gangnam Style.
Yeah, I did that.
And that was
because I'm about
amazing.
The size of a small Korean.
I so made a Vine like of it and put it on Twitter or not, you know, Twitter and on Vine. Yeah. So
awesome.
If you want to see, there's no sound, so you just look like you're having an attack.
Brett's having a seizure on stage.
It's pretty amazing. And I'm sure there's video of it out there because I don't think they had any rules in the audience about people filming the show.
Yeah, one guy put my entire set from April Foolishness on YouTube.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, the entire
That's
thing.
What's going to happen.
That guy's so nice.
Yeah.
I know, right? I'm so thankful he did that.
Jeez. That's why I did decoy jokes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just did an act that I wrote that afternoon that wasn't funny at all. But but when there's 6,000 people there, of course some of them are going to laugh. It's going to sound great.
Yeah, no, it's great. And then, oh, and also thank you for getting me high afterward in your dressing room. I do appreciate that.
By getting you high, you mean that you walked in for a few seconds,
right,
and left the room without smoking anything.
Exactly.
But the room was pretty smoky. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I apologize.
It really takes nothing on me. I'm 4 foot, nothing. So, like, puff, puff, gone. Like, that's me at that point.
And that's a good tip if you're ever at a party with Danny DeVito and you feel he needs to be subdued.
That applies to Rhea Perlman as well.
Yeah, 2.5 puffs each. 5 puffs to get to knock out the DeVitos. Let's play the Leonard Maltin game, you guys.
All right.
That's what we're here to do. It's the tournament. Gentlemen, start your boners. I mean, select your name tags from this dazzling array of items in the audience. There's more album covers than I'm used to. And Al Excelsior.
It's a virtual movie studio.
Oh, Matt got a very nice, large name tag. Brad got a fun one, too.
Ooh.
It's on you now, Joe. Like, you better get a great name tag. Hey, that's about as far as you'd need to pass something in this room to be the farthest possible. You'd be the worst hot dog salesman at the ballpark. All right.
There you go.
There's some confusion. Oh, and Joe brought the Tito's handmade vodka. That is
what
in the... Oh, no.
You have a pop-up book?
Scoot down, fellas.
Jesus Christ.
This is a big-ass name tag.
That's what she said.
Can you even...
What the fuck is this?
What is this?
Oh, my God. We're on Mars. Wait a second. We're leaving the spaceship. I did this backwards. Now we're inside the spaceship. Oh. I got it's just water, assholes.
There's water on Mars.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
It's a virtual movie studio.
What is this for?
And it says, it's my birthday, and it's... Whose name is it?
For Claymation?
It's 3 different settings, and you just open up a little pop-up.
Is there a name on it anywhere?
No, it says roll more joints, take 69.
You got to have fun with both of those.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to put your name in there anywhere.
Is it for puppets?
I think it might be a stop motion situation, right?
How often does this get you laid?
Maybe you're supposed to. Maybe you're supposed to draw a face on your dick and drop it in there.
This probably looks real good next to the PlayStation in your bedroom.
So what do we call you? What's your name?
Freezer.
Robert. Great name tag, Robert.
All right.
You really understood the concept of a name tag. Bring a weird item from home. Don't change a thing about it. Robert. Okay. Robert. Brad, what do you got, buddy?
I have a Darth Vader helmet that has a Target employee name tag on it. And apparently this belongs to Lo Kim. Is that close enough?
What's your name?
How do you pronounce it? Joaquim?
He wasn't close at all.
That wasn't close. That wasn't the same language.
Joaquim.
Tell me that's
Joaquim, right?
Lo Kim. He's like...
That's
doing,
an I.
Yeah, but I'm going to go with him on his pronunciation.
No, I think I'm right with this. Like, I said an actual name. He said the intro to The Survivor. You know, like, hoody, 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 ah. Like, that's his fucking name. But that's awesome, though, bro.
The poor guy has such defeat in his voice. Yeah. He's such defeat in his voice. He's just like, yeah, fuck it. Just say it however you want.
I can't argue with
them. It's only my name.
They're magical.
It's only something that's used every day.
No, but say it one more time for me.
Joaquim.
Joaquim. Yeah. All right.
Boy, so, Pardo would be out of stuff to say to him. Is that the traditional spelling?
Half your name is Ewok, and it's on a Vader helmet. I like that.
Yeah, that's right.
Ewok.
Okay, nerds. good job, Brad.
You rarely find
someone picking a name tag that's actually bigger than them, and that's... appreciate
it's life size.
So, I got a laser disc of Groundhog Day and a brownie glued to it.
Oh, snap.
Or Blondie, I guess. And it says Grant Hog Day, because I'm assuming your name is Grant Hog.
That's his porn name.
Why does it say 2XX on the brownie thingy? It's medical.
Oh, shit. So keep that.
It comes with two kisses.
There's like Zantac in it. Or?
Every kiss begins with two kisses. that might be for me more than for you.
But who's the Grand
you
Hog?
Can, you can keep the laser disc, and I'll take the Blondies.
All right.
Unless they want them back. Sometimes people take their name tags back at the end. That'd be interesting.
No, Robert's got
that'd be interesting
back.
Ploy with food. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have a working laser disc player?
Absolutely.
He does.
Me.
There's
sorry.
A gentleman in the audience says he has a working laser disc.
All right. All right. Does it have two lasers? Will it flip sides on its own? Yeah, that's right. That's
wow. What sorry I didn't come here in a time machine. All right.
So that's your name tag. You're playing for Grant. Oh,
playing for Grant Hog.
I gotta write that down. Grant Hog.
I'm assuming, by the way, off the top of the that there's no shithead written on this either, because his name.
Oh no, he doesn't have a shithead on the back. Joe's has a shithead on the back, so we'll share that with everybody at the end if they lose. And same with Brad, his doesn't have one on there, but we'll get one from Wacky Wiki.
Oh my God, that's the best Wikipedia name ever.
Oh no.
That's all you need to do.
Thank you, Brad. You saved me by putting physical humor, putting the.
There you go, on a
half
podcast.
Half a Darth on.
I kind of have half a Darth on right now. This is awesome.
Wait, is this like a semi boner? What is a half Darth? I got a half Darth helmet. Don't worry about it.
EY Keem? Yeah.
he really does accept. Answer to
he accepts
it.
Anything.
Yeah,
he accepts anything. Close enough. But congratulations on having such a fun name, and good luck. Brad is playing for you, and I haven't devised a way to decide who we start off with. So let's just start with Joe, since he came all the way from out of town to join us this evening. Are there any Master of Pancake things coming up?
Yes, there's some fun stuff
this weekend.
Yes, this weekend I believe we're doing the Bond movie Goldfinger. Goldfinger at the Alamo Drafthouse in Austin, and nice. Then we will be partaking in Sketchfest in Austin at the Hideout Theater, and also the Cold Town Theater.
Cool. Woo!
That's thrilling. I know for all of you that regularly go.
You're great
to
at
dead
making
silence.
Up. You're great at making up theater names.
The Biscuit Rapper
Theater.
Theater.
All right, Joe.
Yep.
You're going to go first. You're going to get to pick a category.
Okay.
And it's from these three options. I'm going to dial up right here, right now.
You're good at making up options.
Well, you know, some are submitted by people on Twitter.
Yep.
And we get some awful good ones that way.
Yep.
So
yep.
Let's start with at Captain Awesome suggested... No, I'm sorry. At KPT underscore awesome KFT.
Oh,
it's got to be
God,
too many letters.
Damn it.
Suggested not for Arquette-a-phobes. And that's movies that have one of the acting dynasty, the Arquettes.
Okay.
David or Alexis or...
Would a Courtney Cox Arquette
Courtney
apply?
Cox. Yes.
All right.
Good question.
Courtney Cox Arquette would count, I guess. Now that you mention it. Or would you like at a cushy KUSHIE suggested Dangle Unchained, and this is the films that feature Tom Lennon, Lieutenant Dangle from Reno 9/11.
That's good.
All right.
Or at Matthew Dump Truck suggested.
That son of a bitch. That's why I'm Matthew Dump Truck too.
That sounds like a sexual maneuver gone wrong.
He suggested Two Thumbs Down, and this is the Roger Ebert Memorial category. It's films that Roger gave less than 2 stars.
Oof.
Yes. Which one of those would you like to play? Tough categories, because yeah, this is a tournament we're playing here.
Doesn't make Ebert's all over the map. I'm gonna go with Dangle.
All right.
Okay. Dangle this Unchained.
The audience
Thank
backs
you,
your
yes.
play.
You're welcome.
This is a movie that Mr. Maltin gave 2.5 stars. The year is 2009. And about this film, he says that the lead performer in it gives a nuanced, intriguing performance. And that's enough to make this uneven film enjoyable. Yeah.
Wow. All
right. Yeah. And Tom Lennon is involved, and there are 11 names, I believe. Yeah, 11 names. How many names do you think you can get it in, Joe Parsons of Master Pancake from Austin, Texas?
Thank you. That is what it says on my business card. I'm going to go... This is a tournament. I'm going to go strong four. Four names.
Says four, okay. Brad.
Four. I can go...
What do you do with that?
I can go two names.
Wow.
I really don't know how I feel about you wearing that helmet.
It's helping me.
But without the Darth face, it just seems German. It just seems like...
I believe I can go with just the two names.
German fucking dwarf.
The German dwarf. We don't high step.
Oh. It's probably the scariest of all the dwarves.
Absolutely.
Wow. Well, mine, Brad, I'm going to say name the movie. Or name it. Name it.
How many names?
Two. He's got
get?
Two.
Two.
Two names. Wow. Really swinging for
Number
the fences.
Number 11 and 10.
You're go really for going it. For it, you tiny German.
Yeah. We are very ambitious people.
If you don't know it after this, say, I know nothing. Your two names are Margaret Cho and Nicole Sullivan. We're in this movie from 2009 that also features Tom Lennon. 2.5 stars from Mr. Maltin.
I'm going to go with Balls of Fury.
That was an excellent guess.
Oh.
Tom Lennon is indeed in that.
Is it Hancock? What is it?
But this movie also featured Leslie Mann, Matthew Perry, and Zac Efron.
17 again!
So that means Matt is on the board with 1 point. Ooh. Playing for Robert.
Good job.
Exciting. Yeah, 17 again, which is much more enjoyable than it deserves to be.
Is that a compliment?
I think so. Maybe
Tom,
not deserves
Tom's very
to be.
Good. Tom's
it
very
says
good
that on the box.
Movie.
Maybe then you'd expect it to be, I guess I should have said, but that's everybody says things like that all the time. I want to say something interesting. I blew it. Okay, so Joe challenged Brad, who did not get it, so we're back, Matt did, so we're back to starting with Joe, but then we'll go to Matt next. Joe gets to pick from the following categories. Ebert, every time around. Ten movies. I've loaded up 10 movies that he gave less than 2 stars. So I'd love it if you picked that.
not to nudge you in any specific direction.
I'd be
or
so
anything.
Happy. But no, you get 2 other choices. At @E_J_Howard suggested Beverly Hills Flop. And that's Eddie Murphy movies that Leonard gave 2 stars or less.
That's a broad category.
Yeah, have you loaded up 10 movies in that as well? Yeah.
And celebrating a birthday today, the films of Kristen Stewart.
Ooh.
The films of Kristen Stewart. So that's great, great category for a bunch
you
of
you guys have the same birthday. Middle-aged, good job.
Middle-aged men love Kristen Stewart and know all there is to know about her and her films.
Oh,
which one of those
boy.
Would you like, Joe?
Well, I'll tell you, the Eddie Murphy one is really tempting, but I feel like all the descriptions that Leonard gives it are all going to be the same. Like, oh, Murphy really falls flat on this performance. He's better works behind him. But
I enjoyed when he put on the fat suit.
Still nothing.
Gosh, let's... you know what? Let's do that. Let's do Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy.
Just ignoring Ebert. You're such a dick.
Would you like an Eddie Murphy flop from 2007 or 2002?
Ooh. Boy, right? Those were great years. Let's go 2007.
All right. 1.5 stars from Leonard.
Seems about right.
It works.
Checks out.
He says about this movie...
How did he spell that, Doug?
It's just a picture of a turd on it.
He says that the three main characters are in search of a script. And he says that Murphy shows his comedic range. And he lists a mere 5 names.
Ooh.
2007. Mm-hmm. Well, mm-hmm. I'm going to go -1 name. What?
-1.
That's smart. smart way to play, considering the category.
Eddie Murphy, I understand how this works. You son of a bitch.
Yeah, what can you possibly do with that?
I'm going to say name it.
Yeah, you have to say
name the 2007. Right? I can't go -2.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you got to name the movie and the lead performer in this movie.
Yeah, God help me. All right, so I think it's Norbit.
And
that would be Eddie Murphy in the lead role.
Correct on both counts. Wow. You nailed it.
Woo! Good for you.
It's a move like that that would get you into the Tournament of Championships if you weren't in them right now. But you're already here, so there's no reason to get into it.
Boy, that was tough. That was tough.
That was bullshit.
Joe seems really impressed with himself. That was a hard one I just got.
It was a hard one. I was not expecting to get correct answers.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
You fucking stiff in your suit. I don't know why I'm that guy.
You are much more casually dressed than he is.
Yeah, I'm all ready for casualties. Don't worry about it.
So now we're going to start.
Well played.
We're going to start with Brad and go to Matt.
Okay.
And Brad gets to pick between these categories. At Stubbs, 6'8".
How ironic.
Suggested. I didn't mean to rub it in.
Really? You have to go for your tallest fan ever.
He suggested...
At Stomps on Midget 42.
He suggested Cool in the Gang, and that's movies where two or more people are freezing to death in the cold. And of course, the Roger Ebert category, uh-huh. And In Loving Memory, and In Theaters Now, which of course is movies that are in theaters now.
Oh, I don't get the Kristen Stewart category.
That one might come back up around later, but you are out of, especially since you want it so bad. It is not an option.
Got a bone to pick with her. All right, let's go, since you guys have passed over it, I feel like I need to honor the man's memory, let's go with the Roger Ebert category.
Yes. Nice choice. Would you like, and you get a little extra bonus clue here because of picking this category.
Woo.
Would you like a movie that Roger Ebert gave 2 stars or less from 2005, 2007, or 2004?
Let's go with 2007.
All right. Leonard gives this movie 1.5 stars from 2007. He says that this is a really dumb premise.
Let's not be vague about it.
It can't be Norbit again, right?
Norbit. He says that it is even worse than it sounds.
Was there a movie just titled Shit?
And that the unrated version runs 101 minutes.
Holy shit.
Yeah, there's an unrated version. It's just become pretty commonplace, I think, these days. But anyway, that's your clues. Live with it. 5 names.
Five
names.
It's Norbit. I think of the movie.
2007.
I'll go...
One and a half stars. And then he was really mean to it. 1.5 seems kind of generous.
I can name that in 3 names.
What? Name it.
That's a smart... That's a smart opening bit. Because he gets more than half of the names.
Still.
Okay.
All right.
It's on you, dude.
Okay.
I'm going to give you the names, and then you can ask for the clues again if these names don't help you.
Yeah, the clues were very specific.
Chaylin Simmons.
Of course. Everyone's favorite.
Classic.
Troy Gentile.
Oh, I love him.
He doesn't stop working.
And Dan Fogler.
Oh, this must have won Best Picture. This is...
I like Dan Fogler.
I think I know... I have a guess on the movie. I just...
That's the idea of the game.
Yeah, right. I think it's that Johnny Knoxville movie where he...
When, you can't describe the movie. Special you just have Olympics. To say the name of the movie.
Well, I know that. I'm just trying to think of the name of the fucking movie.
If you sit there and describe it like that, somebody in the audience will yell out because they'll get confused
for.
About what game we're
Mr.
playing.
Mr. Nidzibbit?
Might be somebody... Might be somebody drunk out there.
I tried to get it right.
Nidzibbit.
But what do you... What, give me the clue again. I'll tell you if you're even on the right track.
No, I think it's the Johnny Knoxville.
No, that is incorrect.
Not fair.
2007, crap.
Yeah, that's
movie.
Not it. But that also... You don't deserve more clues like that. So I'm going to go ahead and give the point to Matt.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And the film... The two stars are Jessica Alba and Dane Cook.
Oh.
It's called Good Luck Chuck. Good Luck Chuck.
He's right about
that. Yeah, Roger did not care for that movie. One bit.
Even the unrated version?
How many minutes did the unrated version run?
101?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's crazy. All right, let me see if I have it. I wrote down some things that Roger actually wrote about the movies. If I can find one for Good Luck Chuck, I will share it with you. God damn it, why do I write so small? Oh, Roger Ebert's review of Good Luck Chuck, he gave it 1 star, and he said, there is a word for this movie, and that word is ick.
My favorite Roger Ebert movie review quote was when he reviewed Sin City. And he said, to say that the acting is cardboard is an insult to the material that we find so useful.
Oh, Roger. Okay, so what just happened? Matt got the point because he challenged. So we're going to start with Joe and then go to Matt.
Again.
And Joe gets to pick between movies that Roger Ebert gave 2 stars or less or... Not for emetophobes. That's movies that have copious amounts of vomiting in them. Or Salma and Louise. And that's movies that have Salma Hayek, Louise Guzman, or both.
Salma, holy shit, there is a lot of
Salma
crossover there.
Salma and Louise.
There is a lot of crossover.
Which one?
That's very clever. I'm going to do the vomiting one.
Okay, that one's been
sorry,
on.
Sorry, it's not real vomit.
It's all been on the board for a long time, and nobody ever picks it, as you know. Jordan knows. Jordan knows what's going on. Is there vomiting in the Sandlot, Jordan?
Yeah, there's plenty of it.
Yeah,
they vomit. I'm wearing a Hamilton the Ham T-shirt for no fucking real reason other than I liked the fat kid when all I was right. a fat kid.
Well, Sandlot is not for emetophobes. Neither is the Jerry O'Connell fat kid movie. Stand By Me
Stand
has
by
that
me,
horrible
yeah.
projectile vomiting scene.
Well, that rules those two out.
This movie is from 1987.
Wait, it could be Stand By Me. No, I'm just kidding.
3 stars from Leonard. He calls this movie lively and colorful. Mm. And
colorful. The vomit was colorful.
It's
you
not,
could see
not,
carrots. You could see.
not for emetophobes. And it was buoyed by an infectious score. And it was loosely based on a novel.
Right.
Those are your clues for this movie that's not for emetophobes from 1987. And Leonard and his pals list 8 names.
What do you say, Joe, and then Matt, and then Brad?
I'll go eight names.
Ugh. All right, all right,
bold.
All right. Yeah.
You came a long way. You should play it safe.
I'll go seven.
You also came a long way, probably on foot. Did you walk over tonight?
No, I drove tonight.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking at him. He hasn't done a lot of walking.
It's all right. He's a tiny man.
That's why I asked him if he walked over, because that's what he's been doing lately, and yeah, he has lost a lot of weight, actually.
Yeah, but it's okay.
He's going to keep going, though.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to stop.
Yeah, yeah.
If I wanted to stop, I would just be having a pizza.
I mean, between
right
the two of you, Matt has more options, let's be honest.
That's true. He can get thinner.
he can make you take back your insult. Okay,
seven
so...
yeah, that's what, seven. Seven.
Seven, he says.
I can at least get the co-star in that.
Born in 84. I'm not going to know a name in 87.
Good poker mouth.
You can watch movies after.
You can?
The year they
can
came
you go
out.
Back?
Yeah, yeah.
They don't disintegrate. Don't you have to go to the High Library of Congress to see them?
I'm going to go six names.
Name it.
Okay. Here's your six names. Carol Stroykin. Keith Joachim, Richard Jenkins, Veronica Cartwright. How many you get? Six?
Six.
Wow.
I still haven't recognized one of them yet.
Veronica Cartwright, Michelle Pfeiffer.
Ooh, with a PH.
And Susan Sarandon. People in the audience know it. That's
five.
Those are... What? No, that's not five.
Is that six? I'm listening to you, Robert, because I'm
playing
for you.
That's six names. Six names. Carol Stroykin, Keith Joaquin, Richard Jenkins, Veronica Cartwright, Michelle Pfeiffer, Susan Sarandon. I think Joe's going to have 2 points.
I think he will be, because Bull Durham, I don't know.
Oh, well, Susan Sarandon's in that.
Yeah.
But Cher is not.
No,
and
she is.
Neither is Jack Nicholson. It's called The Witches of Eastwick.
Of
and if you've never seen it, the vomiting in it is just
awesome.
Horrifying. And I meant awesome. I meant it's awesome. Awesome and completely not for emetophobes. We've got a two-way tie for the lead, two and two between Joe and Matt.
Oh, man.
Brad is going to have a massive comeback story. I think it might. The helmet might not be good luck.
Not at all.
So since who challenged who there?
I chose.
Yeah, no, who challenged?
Oh, who challenged?
You challenged.
Joe challenged. So we'll start with Matt.
Okay.
And then go to Joe.
Finally.
Yes. Matt.
Yes, Doug.
Would you like... would you like... 70 Meters suggested greatest movie ever bowled, and that's movies that have bowling in them.
Okay.
Or
King Ralph, obviously. Go
or
ahead.
Put me in, coach.
Let movies say, with John Fogerty.
Let me say that better. No, let me say that better. Put me in, coach. That's movies that have air travel in them. Or
that's delightful.
Or I think I've done. It's gotten laughs before. Like it's funny the second time.
That's great.
We'll try it again next week.
Yeah.
Unless you pick it tonight. Mm. Or movies that Roger Ebert hated.
I'm gonna go with Put Me in, Coach. Just because it cracks me up.
All right, this movie that has air travel in it is from 2004, 1.5 stars from Leonard. He says about this movie that it is vulgar. And he says, how much you laughed is strictly a matter of personal taste. Which
he
should try
review.
To put into any review of any comedy
that's
ever
not a
made.
Bad review.
How much you laugh is your decision.
Yeah.
I'm here to tell you that you may or may not.
Yeah.
Good luck. And he also says at least it's short. Sorry, Brad. And
yeah, at least it was a compliment.
He's just come up randomly, I'm just saying. Sure. It's just gonna happen. And he lists a ton of names.
Okay.
We got 8, 11,
16 names.
Whoa, ensemble.
Is it 2004, you said?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Oh, I don't like the way you asked that. I'm going to go and say that I can do that in 8 names.
Who next?
Is it me next?
Yeah, it jumps to you.
8 names. Name it.
Okay, go ahead.
Whoa.
Bring it on, Doug.
Brad.
Shut out.
Yeah. There's no way Brad could win. He's going to do that pouting bit that we've all seen.
You're supposed to put that first. And
he's going to go over the dark side.
So you listen.
Is it possible for us to power you down? For the. Oh, my God. That is. For the listeners, he's got the full Darth Vader thing on, and it kind of fits. Like, that makes Darth Vader even scarier, that you could see some of his tiny back of his head in the back.
You have a big head.
You would clean up at children's parties.
Literally.
Finally, a Darth Vader the children can beat up. They're always sending over a gigantic black man, and finally.
Can you even hear me out the microphone?
Yeah, you kind of sound like Darth Vader, actually.
All right.
Not so much with that take.
All right. I'm Darth Vader, y'all.
Darth Vader, motherfucker.
Watch me dance. Okay. What happened? 16
One
names?
And a half stars, I said.
Highly claustrophobic.
Eight?
In that
eight
thing.
And he said name it.
He said name it.
Okay, here's your 8 names.
8 names.
Here's your 8 names. Snoop Dogg, John Witherspoon, Gary.
Soul Plane, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Soul Plane.
Done. As soon as he said the first
one. Man, of course he'd be last billed.
Can I just read the names?
Yes, please.
God damn it.
We all know him. Monique,
that's
Kevin
my favorite
Hart.
Part.
Tom
Did you
Arnold.
See what happened when they used the cell phone on the plane? That shit went down. And it happened in the movie, Doug.
You saw it?
I saw the trailer. And I was like, I get it.
Man,
I got it. I know what this movie's going to be like. I've enjoyed it in my head already in a much shorter amount of time. Well, congratulations. That means Matt Myra's moving on.
Yeah. Myra.
Good job,
to the next level of the tournament.
You are going to love that Dave Matthews CD, Robert. Don't laugh, Doug.
Do we have some? We need a shithead for Brad.
Yeah.
For the Darth Vader.
I need a shithead over here.
Darth Vader helmet. So if you could come approach the table.
Come on, write down the name. You got to write down the name of a person we want to call a shithead.
Yeah, who's a shithead?
I'm sorry. What do I do?
Here, just write it right here.
I just want to know who you would have picked had you not
right
won.
There. Just anybody or anything that you want to call a shithead. If you have anything you want to get off your chest, maybe. The people who gave you that name, or
I agree.
Okay, that's a good one. That's a good one.
All right,
well done. I don't understand this one though. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah,
break it down.
I think those are instructions so that I wouldn't.
Oh,
do it
okay.
Opening it.
I thought avoid reading aloud was their shithead.
That's
a really
guy.
That's a weird shithead. Avoiding reading aloud is the shithead. Oh, this is a good one too. Okay, we have some good shitheads.
Delightful.
And I'm going to take this medicated thingy, and Matt, who the person that you were playing for was Robert. Where'd Robert go? Come
Robert,
get your bag,
get your,
Robert.
Get your stuff, Robert.
Come get your bag of stuff.
Good job, Robert.
What do you got to plug, Matt Myra?
Please tune in to The Nerdist on BBC America. It
People
airs at 10
it.
O'clock after Doctor Who and Orphan Black. Enjoy. Yeah. Please watch it. This week, when does this drop?
Tomorrow, like right away.
This week, John Hamm and Brett C. Brandt are on the program. It'll be a fun one.
Oh, yeah.
It's interesting. He told me he was too busy to come out and do the super tournament.
Well, we did it on a Saturday afternoon.
Oh, that's when I offered to do it.
He was probably booked on the Nerdist.
I was like, 420, dude, 420. Brad Williams, what do you got going on, dude?
Follow me on Twitter at FunnyBrad, and please listen to my podcast called About Last Night. We don't have John Hamm on it.
Which no, but you do talk about your...
Your ham?
Your ham. And,
we do.
And it's called About Last Night, because you get into some, you have a lot of good stories, don't you?
Yeah, when a midget goes out to a town, people want to do fun things with me. So,
is this in addition to throw?
Yes. I mean, that's always top on the list. You know, toss, whatever.
How many times have you feared for your own life, though, when you went out with
this
people? And Joe Parsons, going back to you mentioned earlier, we got some Master Pancake shows.
Go see Goldfinger in Austin. I'm gonna go.
Yeah,
I think that'd be a fun movie to talk during. Yeah,
it's a pretty damn good one. But yeah, check out Master Pancake Theater at the Alamo Draft House in Austin, Texas, and also Stag Comedy at stagcomedy.com.
Thank you for coming out. Let's hear it one more time for Matt Myra, Brad Williams, Joe Parsons. Love Master Pancake. And I'm going to be doing stand-up right here at UCB Theater this Thursday night at 9:30. It's only $5. And it's, you'll get to watch me warm up for my 420 album taping at Cobb's in San Francisco. And hang on for a second, guys. I'm going to get a picture of everybody. Maybe you should put the thing back on, Brad. And as always, pot prohibition is a shithead. And German dwarf is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes have rolled, his viewing prowess makes him cocky.